What is a dream? A dream is a vision of the night. That's what the Bible calls it. Dreams are extremely important. It's one of the ways that God communicate with us is through dreams. He communicate with us through dreams. It's just amazing because the prophets of old, the way that God communicated with them was through dreams. So dreams are extremely important with hearing the voice of God. And it's important that when you do receive a dream, for you to write down your dreams. There's different types of dreams from my experience. There is symbolic dreams where it's kind of like you get these dreams where it's a bit confusing. But there's symbolism in the dreams that you can search out through the Word of God to find out what they mean. There is also prophetic dreams, which means basically the dream. Usually those dreams are extremely clear in whatever, you know, you see it's going to happen, just like you said, just like you see it. And there's also like fleshly dreams, or like, you know, dreams that comes from like your flesh because you ate or you're worried about something, something like that. And there's also dreams where the enemy, if there's an open door for the enemy to attack and to taint your perspective, he can come in and try to like scare you in your dreams or something like that. Sometimes though, God sends warning through the dreams. That's why it's important to have, you know, discernment and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because it's important to make sure you can, you know, use discernment and ask the Holy Spirit what the dream meant. After you wake up, when you do have a dream, it is very important for you to pray. Make sure you pray, whether the dream is good or bad, because remember, the enemy will still try to attack you in that dream. He will still try to attack you in that dream that you're having. So it is very, very important to make sure you pray, go to spiritual warfare. If you're afraid in the dream, if you're being attacked in the dream, if you're being bit in a dream, if anything is coming at you in a dream, you need to pray. And sometimes when we have these dreams that things are attacking us, and if you're having a lot of things going on in your life and you're having these crazy dreams, sometimes God allows you to see what is happening in the realm of the spirit. And so God is showing it to you in the form of a dream. Hallelujah. So it's important to write your dreams down. And then when God gives the interpretation, it's important to write it down. It allows the Holy Spirit to see that you honor the gift that he has given you. The ability to dream, to interpret a dream. Hallelujah. It's a gift. Hallelujah. From the Lord. So I just wanted to encourage you that if you're having these crazy dreams, you may have a beautiful prophetic gift, but the enemy may try to taint it with scary dreams. So I just want you to have peace over your dreams. And so I'm going to pray over you tonight, and I'm just going to pray over your dream. Hallelujah. Welcome to this podcast, by the way. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and may heaven shine upon you. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited what God is doing, and I haven't did my podcast in so long, guys. Oh my goodness. Yes. So the podcast is a little bit easier to record because, of course, it's not like, you know, you have like the video. So I'll still do my TikTok live and everything. But yeah, I definitely want to do the podcast for, you know, especially for different things that I want to teach. I think podcast is extremely helpful for me to be able to do, get so many things done and yet still talk to you guys. And it's important to write your dreams down. Dreams are extremely important. God, hallelujah, speaks to us in our dreams. Amen, 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 amen. So make sure that you, hallelujah, write down your dreams. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2, verse 2, to write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that they may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but in the end it shall speak and not lie. Amen. The dream will speak. The dream is a vision of the night. It will speak and not lie. Amen. So God wants us to honor the things that he has given us. The gifts of calling are without repentance. So God wants us to honor those dreams that we have. Even if they're a bit scary, still write them down. Pray. God wants us to enter into spiritual warfare. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good and he is so faithful. I pray that you are blessed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we seal the word that you are speaking to us. Let us honor the dreams that you have given us. I thank you and I praise you, God, for rekindling the podcast. We praise you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're about to do. I pray, oh God, that you allow this podcast to be a blessing to everyone that hears it, God, and that they'll feel that you are, hallelujah, speaking through me, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you're about to do in their life. Every person listening to this podcast, you are called by God. You are special and you are anointed. You are anointed prophet of the Lord that God wants to speak to you. Hallelujah. He wants to give you prophetic utterances. And sometimes it comes through your dreams. Amen. It comes through your dreams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It comes through your dreams. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. It comes to your dreams. So we thank and praise God for your dreams. Father, we pray that you cover every person listening, God. Bless them, God. Strengthen them, God. Encourage them in the name of Jesus. You know all things, God, and you know what they need. In Jesus' name, amen.